You know, hopefully people follow along. I'm curious, what do you think, Tim? You know, this is, you're kind of fresher on this whole thing. How do you make sense of all this?
Well, certainly if there was a way to package content for, you know, face-to-face and online, where the actual content is the same because it's been created in this universal way, I suppose. And then, you know, it could be delivered in a face-to-face environment, or it could be delivered in an online environment. I think that could be very cool. I think that could be a very useful tool, especially in our case, where we have faculty regularly coming through our training program who have not taught online. And it might be a way to help them understand, oh, I can see how this works in a face-to-face and also can work online. At the same time, though, I know that there's a lot of differences pedagogically between, you know, the lecture and the lecture hall and the tools that are effective in the online environment. So there has to be some finesse, I suppose, and planning and clear communication to the faculty member, because, you know, one of the things that we get on our team is, well, can I just record my PowerPoint and put in the course?
And yeah. When are you going to show up and film my class so I can
put it online? Right. Yeah. You know, and
what Aaron, every professional video producer wants to do.
Right, wow. I got a lot of those when I first started here. I got a lot of requests. Maybe they thought the new guy was dumb and was going to let him do that.
Yeah. You know, but that's Aaron's favorite question. Aaron's favorite question is, can I put my PowerPoint online? Because he likes to say, no. Now, I mean, we do take academic freedom very seriously. And if a faculty member insists that what they want to do for their course is record their PowerPoint, we will highly recommend that they do not do that. But we also will not refuse to support them in that decision. But we try to show them the things that we can do that makes the online environment so much more interactive and so much more lively than just the PowerPoint as if it were in the classroom. So, you know, I don't know. I think as a metaphor, it's certainly, you know, this idea of containers and different modes of shipping certainly is compelling to think about and to wonder whether or not it has a way to be applied to our context. You know, but I do think it does require a lot of forethought and a lot of planning and finesse to figure out, all right, which ways does it actually work? Mm-hmm. And which ways are the differences of modalities very important to maintain?
I would imagine some faculty probably might object to the metaphor of the commoditization of their course content. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, right.
If you're teaching a gen ed course, it's commodified.